Hello again, everyone. This is a new edition, another edition of Wake Up America with Christina Lynn and Melissa Connors. And I'm very proud tonight to announce my new partner that is my new co-host, and she is our technical director as well, Melissa Connors. Melissa, welcome to Wake Up America with Christina Lynn and Melissa. I want to start calling it Wake Up America with Christina and Melissa.
I like it. It has a good ring to it.
Great. Fantastic. Well, thanks. And we want to, again, thank you, Doug, with BBS Radio. He's always helping us out. We are only on our second broadcast, but we're very excited also to announce that we will have a new code for everyone, Melissa, that we're going to set up. And that'll be available. We're going to be also then sending that out to everyone so they can all listen in and catch the show later on if they can't do it right now. So we're very excited tonight also to say that in November, we will be also doing our podcast. So we'll be videotaping and, you know, we'll have tape of all of our wonderful guests so they can not just listen, but they can see us too. Right, Melissa?
Yes, I'm excited for that.
I am too. So that'll be great. That's all coming up. We will have podcasts for you all as well as our audio time. But now let's move ahead with Wake Up America. And it's time again to Wake Up America with Christina and Melissa. And I just want to say tonight that there are so many things going on out there, Melissa. We're just going to talk a little bit about these midterms coming up and, you know, just people really staying unified. I think the important thing, I've had friends lately that have said to me, you know, I've lost a friend and they're not speaking to me because of how I'm voting. And I think it's just really important that we all be respectful of each other, you know, and unify and, you know, stand up for what you believe in. Let's wake up everyone to the truth that's going on. Stand by your truth, you know, and be true to who you are. So I think that's really important. Melissa, would you like to say something about that?
I mean, with my views on that, with religion and politics, you know, everybody's going to have their own choice and everybody's going to have, that's America, it's freedom. And
right.
we have to respect one another. Especially on the path that we are on, you know, we're here to help people awaken. And we come across a lot of people that are not on the same frequency as we are on. And we have to respect them. We have to know everybody's on their own journey.
That's right. And everyone's journey takes a different amount of time. So it's just beautiful to share, you know, knowledge that we have. And this is what we love to do. But at the same time, also just to give everyone the space for their growth. We're all growing and evolving, you know, together. And the beauty is to be able to help each other. So I just think it's so important to be positive, you know, and I'm such a big believer, as I always was coming from Atlanta, Georgia, of what Martin Luther King taught and what he lived by, that he learned from Gandhi, from Mahatma Gandhi, and that is to have nonviolent change, a nonviolent movement in our society. It's so important. There doesn't need to be violence. You know, so much more is going to be handled with peace and with communication, with sitting down and talking things out. So this is what we're all about. And as you said, we are waking people up spiritually. We've got a real spiritually oriented show tonight, which we're very, very excited about. And Wake Up America with Christina Lynn and with Melissa Connors is truly a movement. We want you all to spread this out to your friends. We're going to be sending this out now all over social media because it is time to wake up and realize that we're spiritual beings in human bodies. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And that's the beauty of it. You know, and we're meant to be in joy and to be in bliss and be in happiness. And this is what we really want to help in every many different ways that we're going to be, so many different ways we're going to be covering on this show. You know, because it's so wonderful to have great health, and we're meant to have great health. We're meant to have great wealth. We're meant to have joy and love in our lives, you know, and just finding that love and sharing the love and sharing the light. And we're going to talk a lot about law of attraction tonight. So we're going to have a health segment where we're going to get a lot of more very important information from you, Melissa, as our health guru, and just have you really share with us some more things. So why don't we start with that first? And then the second half of the show, we're going to be covering the law of attraction.
So you know, I just want to add one thing on what we were talking about. You know, I have this theory. If everybody minded their own business, we would be a much happier and better society. Yeah, everybody's worried about what the next person's doing. You're in this religion, so you don't like that person because they're doing this. If we all just stay focused and focused on what we were doing, it would be a much peaceful, more peaceful world.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I was blessed to get to go see the Dalai Lama speak one time at a gathering of many of the Nobel Peace Prize winners. And I was doing some work with Mary Williams, who won it in the 60s. And the great thing that he said is, he said, let's all be tolerant of each other. Let's be tolerant and respectful of everyone's beliefs, no matter what their religious, spiritual beliefs are, or political beliefs. And I think now more than ever in our society, particularly in America, it's so important to remember that, you know, not to judge your friends by who they're voting for or what they're believing in and where they're going to church, but rather by their hearts. You know, read someone by their heart, by the love that they give and the great deeds that they do.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you so much, because it's just all about beautiful, random acts of kindness. You know, reaching out there and being kind. And that's something that I was always raised as a child. My mother, Carol, and my father, Don, always taught me that. Particularly my mother, Carol, and my grandmother, Rosie. They always taught me to be kind. And so now it's very interesting, because I'm down here in South Florida, and being from Atlanta, I'm so used to helping, you know, older folks if they need a door open or they need me to pick something up for them or help them. And some of the folks down here are just so shocked. They'll say, wow, I can't believe you took time to do that for me.
I know.
I said, yeah, and I know, I'm sure you can relate to that too, Melissa, because you're like that as well. And some of them are just so surprised. They think, you know, it just puts such a smile on their face, you know, and that's the beauty of it. So it just takes a moment. You know, if you want to be a healer, we're all healers. I had a great healer one time that said that. He said, you know, just smiling at another person, you know, and just saying hello, smiling and acknowledging, and boy, you look so nice today. And just helping them feel good, that's healing them. That's
making them.
That high vibration, it's all about vibrations. We're all made up of energy. We're all made up of vibrations. And it's that high, wonderful vibration that they feel when they see that smile. Wow, somebody took the time to smile at me and to say hello and acknowledge me. And even to tell me, yeah, I look nice. Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't realize how those little things make such a difference. Isn't that true?
It is.
It really is. So true. Okay, well, that's enough of our opening here, because I have got so many good questions now for Melissa as our health guru. She is amazing. Melissa, you have been really helping me so much and so many people to really get their healthiest and best life. So let's talk tonight. We're going to talk a little bit tonight about, I'd like to talk about weight loss. And also just about really getting in shape. We're coming up on the holidays. Before too long, it's almost November. And next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas. How can people really stay on track with their eating? And, you know, they're going to be out at a lot of parties and all kinds of things like that. We'll get more into that around the holidays. But just in general, what are some good guidelines to help keep people on track as they're really looking to eat healthy in restaurants and eat healthy when they're at parties and out at other people's homes? What do you recommend on that?
You know, I'm going to go not even on the eating healthy, because if you're going to a in-law's house, you're not going to be able to control the food. I mean, that's obviously true. Bring a healthy dish and eat the majority of that dish, but the holidays are here to share with your family and enjoy food. So I would say, just from my personal experience, if I was going to go and eat somewhere, I mean, knowing me, I would probably bring my own food, but
yes,
if I wasn't going to, I would just be mindful of the amount of food that I am eating. We don't have to indulge ourselves to the point where our buttons pop and we pass out on the couch.
Right.
You know, I mean, we have to just be mindful and have some control over the food that we're putting into our body. There's no need to eat. I mean, I've done it on many, many, many occasions over the holidays, especially when I was with you know, one of my partners, and I would go to my house, and then I would go to their house, you know, their family's house, and there's no need to eat that much food. So I would say portion control and enjoy your day.
Yes, that sounds great. That's very smart, very down to earth, And I think that's just a really good rule of thumb. Now, I travel a lot, and you know, this is something I've had you've been helping me with, and I've had a lot of people ask me lately, Christina, could you all address this on the show? And that is, how do you find the healthy restaurants? How can we do that in a good way where we're feeling better about what we're ordering from the menu and where we're choosing to eat when we're traveling and eating out in restaurants?
So what I do personally when I travel, I look for the closest Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, yes.
Yeah, so when I go home, I live in a very small town, from a very small town in Pennsylvania. And they are several years behind times up there. And I literally will drive an hour to go to a Whole Foods. I will shop and come back. I know that's not convenient for everybody, but I just make, you know, my food intake a priority. So I will do that, right. And I will cook most of my meals. And you can, you know, a lot of people are traveling now. There's Airbnbs. They come with equipped kitchens. That's an option.
Right.
Or then it's 2018 and we have the internet. There's plenty of apps. One of the apps that I love is called Find Me Gluten Free. And it
Find Me Gluten Free. Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
And then I don't have it off the top of my head, but there's also a vegan one. And you don't have to be vegan, but it's going to lead you to a healthier, or gluten free, but it's going to lead you to healthier restaurants. And then if you simply just put in Google search, I like to put in like farm to table or organic restaurants in the area that I'm visiting. And it's going to pop up restaurants that are going to be better options than say fast food.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful rule of thumb again that you can follow when you're traveling. Now, you know, I've noticed too that I lived in Europe for quite a while, and it was interesting how over there, of course, they don't even allow any food with GMOs.
Yes, and, that's the issue. That's the issue. You know, there's so many people I know, they're like, I go to Europe, I eat the bread and I'm fine. But I'm confident that the issue with America and other nations is the GMOs. I don't think it's the gluten. I'm pretty confident that it's not the gluten, that it is the genetically modified food that we are ingesting.
Ah, that makes sense. Yeah, because the same thing happened to me when I was there a couple years ago. I was having pasta. We had Italian friends entertaining us with pasta. And again, like you say, that's a situation where you're not going to go to an Italian friend's house for dinner and not have some pasta, probably, right? So, you know, it's very important. But again, eating that pasta that was GMO free, and having the bread that was GMO free.
Yeah,
I actually came home and I lost 5 pounds.
It's I mean, that's the issue when we eat food that is manufactured and modified and is touched by man in so many ways. Our bodies cannot recognize it. The end.
True.
You know, we have to eat the closest to the planet as we possibly can. Once we start putting things in that our body cannot recognize, our organs get taxed, they get overloaded, they start producing at a very lower rate, and that's when disease starts to form.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I see exactly what you're saying. You know, it's interesting because there's so many things now that can be controlled with our diet and with what we eat. Now, you've helped me really become aware of eating at least 1/3 of my meals every day raw. And so that's something that is really important. Let's talk a little bit about why the raw food is so important.
So the raw food, and just so let's be clear to the listeners, raw food is basically when you are just taking the whole food in its raw form, and you're not cooking it, you're not processing, you're not putting any heat to it. So a main example is going to be a salad.
Right. A good salad.
So the key, and not everybody can process raw all the time. If you're used to eating a highly processed diet and you go eat even cooked broccoli or a raw salad, you're probably going to experience a little bit of indigestion because your body's not used to it. We have microbes in our body that are accustomed to what we feed them. So when we go off track, it takes a little while to get accustomed to it. So don't be defeated if that happens to you. Your body will align with the new diet that you're eating. So the main thing, I try to eat definitely a raw dish a day because we get so much hydration from raw foods, and it's probably the highest vibrational food on the planet.
Right. And again, that's about vibration. Food Correct. Has vibration.
We, vibration. Absolutely. Yeah. That's why mm-hmm. it's key. You know, we're here, as the show says, to wake up America, and the key to get spiritually awoken and healthy and joyful, like to our God-given right, like you said, is to eat a very, a diet high in high vibrations.
Yes. And the raw natural foods, the organic, is so important.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's great. And, you know, it's just so interesting. It's funny because now that I've gotten in the habit of doing more and more of it, it's like, oh, I can't wait to have an organic apple, mm-hmm. you know, and oh, wow, some organic strawberries and berries. You know, I miss berries if I don't have them every day as yeah. well as my salad.
That's my go-to as well. Berries and apples are my go-to fruit. I am mindful of the amount of sugar I put in my body.
Right.
I know there's people in this world that can live off fruit. I'm not one of them, but
right.
I'm mindful with the amount of sugar. But berries are amazing. They have so many benefits.
They really do, and so that's really fantastic. And you know, it's great to also look at some of the alternate protein. So many people, you know, protein opportunities and foods, because you know, a lot of people now are really reevaluating eating meat, and they're going more vegetarian. Maybe not really strict vegan at this point, but just going more vegetarian with nuts and seeds and legumes and all those good things. So tell us a little bit more about some of the alternate proteins that are also good for the body.
See, so when I'm working with people and I'm trying to help them get healthy, especially, you know, my target uh-huh. audience is autoimmune disorders.
Right.
You do have to be mindful of the alternative proteins, actually, because...
Okay.
We have chickpeas and we have legumes, like you said, and we have hemp seeds and chia seeds and flax seeds. There's protein in everything, Christina. Absolutely. Almost everything we put in our body, the fruits and the vegetables. But when you are eating those things, which if you do not eat meat, you definitely have to start eating those other protein, high protein foods. What I recommend that you do is simply sprout them. If you want to make lentils, make them in a pressure cooker, because the pressure cooker is going to remove the high, because they're high in lectins, which is hard on the stomach, and that's the issue with grains. But if you make them right, they're amazing for you. And quinoa is an amazing one as well.
Oh, I love quinoa. I'm noticing more and more restaurants offering quinoa on the menu, which
yes.
is fantastic.
Yeah, quinoa is definitely an amazing alternative. And when I say sprouting, you simply... In filtered water, you take the bean or the legume or the grain that you're going to cook. You put them in. You put it in water on your kitchen counter in clean filtered water. You soak it overnight for 12 hours. You rinse it and you cook it. That's how you sprout.
Right.
And you should do that with your seeds and your nuts and seeds as well.
Excellent. That's just a great habit to get into.
Yeah, it's a lot easier in the digestive system.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, good. Well, now, as we go back and speak a little bit more about some of the challenges with the autoimmune diseases and challenges, let's talk a little bit more about that. If you will, mention to some of the audience, if they're not that familiar with it, what some of those more well-known diseases would be, and a few more tips you might want to give us if people need to take care of those, and even if they want to find out what they've got going on in their body to be diagnosed.
Okay, so some of the main are going to be arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's, Crohn's disease, IBS, lupus, fibromyalgia. They're definitely some of the key ones.
Right.
That, to me, honestly, almost anything is going to be autoimmune, but they're the ones that are really... When you get to the point of getting diagnosed, that's when your health is just really, really poor, because you don't feel well. You have the symptoms, so you're trying to figure out what's going on. But if you have a skin rash and you have acne, that's autoimmune.
Right.
If you have candida, that's autoimmune.
Okay.
So, sadly, 50-plus Americans are suffering with autoimmune issues in this country. And there's many of them that are going without answers. And as you know, I do a lot of local lectures, health lectures.
Yes.
And my target audience is going to be autoimmune, because as as I said on our last show, I told a little bit about my story, how I overcame and defeated Hashimoto's.
And can you tell people exactly what some of our audience, in case they want to know what is Hashimoto's? I have had people ask me what that is.
So Hashimoto's is when your thyroid gland, which controls your hormones in your body and your temperature, it's when it starts deficient in producing. So it's not producing what it needs. So your body can work in alignment.
Okay, so that's a very good definition. So that's something that I'm sure there are some people that probably had no idea they were having problems with their thyroid.
Well, three out of four women have Hashimoto's, or conventional medicine calls it defines it as hypothyroidism.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Now that's three out of four women.
Three out of four women. Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
And so look at how many of them obviously are going to be undiagnosed.
Correct.
Right?
And a lot of, and sadly, and through my journey and my healing journey, from reading blogs, there's so many women that go to their doctor and they get a blood work, and it's a standard blood work. It doesn't cover a lot. Uh-huh. It's very standard. And they're told that they're fine. And then they have to go and they come back and they're like, I'm not fine. And sadly, they're being told by their doctor that they're crazy. And they're given an antidepressant and they're sent on their way.
Uh-oh, not good.
No, it's not, because no one is ever addressing the root cause. And 99, I'm not going to say 99, because there's definitely, being spiritual beings, we have emotional and we have energy blocks that cause manifestation of disease as well. But 75% of it is most likely contributed and caused by diet.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, the standard American diet.
Yes,
it is. It's not good.
No, it's crap.
It really is. And
it's not real food. Like I said earlier, if I go and I eat a Big Mac, I put that in my body, my body's going to be like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
And that happens every single time. And that's why in our 20s and our teens, I mean, not even now, because our generation is getting sicker and sicker at a younger age, but I was able to survive off fast food when I was in my 20s, and I felt fine. But your organs and body will only take so much before they stop.
Yeah, I was able to do that when I was younger too, but I don't dare do it now. That's right. It makes such a difference. Wow. That is amazing. Very, very true. So, you know, it's so interesting, because now people are waking up and they're realizing that they can take their health, you know, into their own hands and work with alternative.
Yeah. I preach healing. That all the time. I preach that when I'm giving my seminars and I'm speaking, I say, you have to be your own doctor. If I wasn't my own doctor, I wouldn't be in the position I am, which is healed. I don't know where I would be, but I would not be the woman I am today.
Yeah, I can understand that. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, it's so true. And I've got a few things that you're helping me to turn around myself, and we're getting it done beautifully. And so much of it is from the exercise. You know, I've upped my cardio now, and I always look so forward to my exercising. It's just great. And then on top of that, eating the raw is so good. I love that. And eating the healthy foods, you know, and again, I used to be, and I know a lot of people can identify with me out there, like, oh, I'm so busy, I don't really have time to cook. But one thing I like about working with you, Melissa, is you give so many great ideas of keeping it simple, but making healthy, simple meals at home. So again, maybe a few other good ideas about that. Let's say you're working, you get home at night, and you don't really feel like cooking something. What are a few ideas of some simple things you could easily put together that are so healthy for you and that taste good too? We got to have them taste good, right?
I cook a lot, and I own two businesses, and I'm a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oil. So my time is, I'm busy. I am very busy, but I find time. So one main thing that I always recommend is that to food prep. Not meal prep, but food prep. So say on a Sunday, you get on a computer, you take a half hour out of your day, and you write down the recipes that you want to cook. You go to the grocery store, you bring it home. I mean, yes, it's going to take some time out of your Sunday, but it's going to set you up for the entire week, if not the next 3 or 4 days. Great. And you prep the vegetables. You prep them, you store them. That way you come home, you can cook them real quick, because half the time is going to be prepping. So you're going to eliminate half the time. You're going to come home and you're going to cook it. Or if you're really into it, you can just cook several meals on Sunday and then eat them throughout the week up until Wednesday. I usually do that on Sunday and Wednesday.
I've done that before too, and it's a really good thing to do. It's a great habit to be in.
It's just cooking for yourself is one of the highest forms of self-love that you can give.
It really is.
Cooking a healthy meal for yourself is one of the highest forms of self-love and self-respect you can give to yourself.
Yeah, very true. I enjoy that too. I just make it a fun afternoon of just, again, getting recipes, picking out good things you want to eat that are healthy, and doing something new, maybe doing a new vegetable dish or something that's different and fun.
Hey, you know? Pinterest is loaded with healthy recipes.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great, I was just going to ask you what is a good place. So Pinterest is a good place to go and find those healthy recipes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, great. Well, any final thing as we wrap this half of the show up that you would like to mention to our audience? Because I know you're just so helpful. And again, make the cooking for yourself fun. Like you said, it is.
I blast music. I blast music and I go off. I'm singing, I'm dancing, and I'm cooking. Like, I love it.
Oh, that's fun.
I love the fact that I'm able to make that meal that's going to fuel my body and make me feel better in life.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a loving thing to do. Great. Well, great. And we're going to be, as we get going along, we're going to be able to give more and more good tips. Melissa will have you give us more great tips on some of these great recipes and how to keep things simple, how to make it fun, make healthy eating fun.
Yeah,
In
November, I'm actually going to start releasing recipe videos on my YouTube channel, which we will share for the listeners.
Yeah, we'll share that. That sounds fantastic, and we'll be able to do that in a wonderful way. So I'm very excited about that. Okay, well, Melissa, thanks again. It is just so amazing to have you as a co-host now. So we're going to be getting all these healthy, awesome, awesome recipes and tips and just new way of life. It just makes our life easier, and it's all coming from you and your great expertise.
Okay, but you asked me if I can give one message to the audience.
Yes, as we close,
I'll give my health tip of the day.
Okay.
To drink clean water, preferably from spring water. Mm-hmm. That's my health tip.
Why do you prefer spring water?
Spring water is going to be high vibrational as well. It comes from the planet. It's natural. If you live in a region like the Northeast, around Pennsylvania, New York, where I'm from, you can literally, they have spring stations around the mountains where you can just pour your own into your own gallon.
That's fantastic.
So it's perfectly, it has the perfect pH. It has the natural minerals in it that we so desperately need. It's really good water for the body. So if you can drink that, please do not drink tap water.
Right.
And switch over to some spring water.
That's great to say. And that's a wonderful tip. Now, do you recommend a certain amount for everyone each day?
Rule of thumb is to do maybe half of your body weight in ounces. Yeah. So if you weigh 180 pounds, you'd want to drink 90 ounces. That's the rule of thumb. Listen to your body. Try to drink it throughout the day, not all at once. And if you work out, obviously, if you sweat, you do some heavy sweating, you do hot yoga, you're probably going to have to drink a little bit more.
Right. Now that's a good rule of thumb. So half of your body weight, drink that water every day. Yes. Get in that good spring water. And it's so good if you want to put a little lemon in there, if you want to put a little lime, something just to make it. Sometimes I'll put orange slices in. I even do cucumber water sometimes. It's delicious.
Yes.
you know, just getting used to drinking that really wonderful water. All right. Well, thank you so much. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
And we're going to just wrap that part up. And I just want to give a little hello out there tonight to one of our ongoing sponsors, which is right here, located right in Boca Raton, Florida. It's Spa Lavage, and it's my friend Erin. Erin is an amazing detox expert, and she has all kinds of amazing detox opportunities at Spa Lavage right there in Boca Raton. So I just want to say a little nice hello from Erin, and she told me tonight to tell everyone that if you are listening and you want to get in touch, just go to Spa Lavage, LAVAGE.com. You'll see there her number and her email. Reach out and tell her that you're one of our listeners to Wake Up America and with Christina Lynn and Melissa Connors. And of course, then she will give you a discount. You get $5 off on your next colonic or healing treatment. So reach out to her and go for that. It'll be great. Okay, good. Now moving ahead, let's switch over to the second half of our show. And tonight we had a particular guest that was going to come, but we have changed them over to our next show. So we are going to take this great opportunity to talk about something that has always been so popular on all of my radio shows in the past. And I know Melissa's worked with this a lot. And that is, we're going to talk about the law of attraction.
Love it.
Love it. It's so great. You know, it's so fun to reach out and share this with people because it's really so simple. You know, the law of attraction, what you put out is what you bring back in.
It's that simple.
Yes, it really is, Melissa. And what goes around comes around. We all know that old saying. And that's very true.
You know, Christina, I had a gentleman come into my house a couple weeks back, a neighbor. And he's like, Melissa, how do you do it? How do you do so well in life? You've seen, you know, you see my car, you've seen my house and my businesses. And I'm like, God in the universe, the law of attraction. That's how
that's
I do
right.
it.
Exactly. And now let's break that down because I know there's some listeners out there that want to know more about it. And, you know, it's interesting when you say that too, Melissa. I can relate to that because I have a lot of people that say to me, Christina, you're always so happy. You know, you're always joyful and happy, and you seem like you're always loving life. How did you get like that? You know, and I said, well, you know, I was blessed to be a very happy child and to have a very happy childhood, and which I know is such a blessing. But also, I know that for me, I like to stay in what I call an attitude of gratitude.
I love that.
Attitude of gratitude. And I got that one from, God bless him, Dr. Wayne Dyer himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he would always say, keep that attitude of gratitude. And I always thank God and the universe, whatever you want to call God, be it divine light, divine being, that great source of the universe, just thanking them so much for our blessings. And just taking time to say thank you for what I already have. Some of us get so focused on what's missing. Okay, this is what I'm working for. This is what I want to have. Mm-hmm. This is why don't I have this already? Why don't I have this man in my life? Where's my relationship? What's going on? You know, and if we just stand back and say, wait a minute, let's be thankful for what we do have. We've got beautiful friends, beautiful family, you know, beautiful home. There's, you know, we are so blessed here in America.
We really are.
Yeah. And to take time to really every day stop and just thank God and the universe and just appreciate so much all those blessings that we have. That will put you into a high vibration.
It really will. And it just starts with one thought. Wake up and just focus on a positive thought. Like you said, people are always like, I have to do this. I have to go there. If you just stay in the moment and focus on one thought, it's going to snowball into greater thoughts and greater positive opportunities and outlooks and attitudes.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, with the law of attraction, what goes around comes around. And when you're putting out a joyful, high vibration, that's energy. And when you're putting out that, that comes from your feelings. So when you really focus on your feeling place, I know that I have been a student for many years of studying manifestation. How to manifest what we want. Like you were saying, you know, manifesting that house that you love in that car, but also manifesting love, a loving relationship, manifesting abundance,
health,
Health. Yeah. Abundance of health. Abundance can be everything. Abundance of love, abundance of health, abundance of cash flow. Whatever
Exactly.
Abundance of wonderful experiences, you know, all of these beautiful things. And again, just being able to feel good when you're in that good feeling place. And I do want to recommend a wonderful book that was really life-changing for me. And it's called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. And it's by the late and great Lynn Grabhorn.
Okay.
And yeah, it's Lynn, L-Y-N-N, just like my last name, but that's her first name. And then Grabhorn, G-R-A-B-H-O-R-N. Now, she is, has passed on some years back, but she left that great legacy of such a wonderful book. It is, millions of copies have been sold. And again, it's called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. She also did a CD series on that, which I used to just listen to those every day for several years. And it was so life-changing because she said, you know, think of your law of attraction as it's like your crown chakra, or, you know, the crown of your head is like a valve. And so, and I love the way she describes this because she says, if you're angry or you're in a negative vibration, your valve's going to close shut. And
true.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, things are not going to come to you.
Yeah, they're going to stop flowing. It's just
they're
like gonna, when people every single day, they focus, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. Where am I going to get my money? How am I going to get that money? Well, every time you think that, you put those vibes out and you're pushing that money away from you.
Right. So what you want to do instead is turn around and say, thank you, God. Thank you, universe, for what I have. Thank you that I've just paid my rent. Thank you that I've got this money. Thank you that I just got this check in. Look at what you do have, not what you don't have. And when, if you want to be wealthy, you've got to feel the feelings of being wealthy.
Yes.
Like you said, you're not focused on what's not here and what you don't have. You want to focus on what you do have. And even if it's not already here, one of the things she used to say, and also I love Abraham Hicks.
I was waiting for a moment to throw Abraham Hicks in this conversation.
Yes,
that's the teachings that changed my life.
She did too with me as well. It was working with Esther and Jerry, and I got to meet them, and they were beautiful people, and they are beautiful. Esther's beautiful. Jerry's in spirit now, but Esther's just such a beautiful being. I
went to one of her workshops 2 years ago in Delray Beach.
Yeah, so they're very special. And you know, even if you're not able to do that, go onto YouTube and look up Esther Hicks and Abraham and really listen to her. And it's just so amazing because again, she talks about having that valve open. She talks about, you know, it's the feeling place. And she talks about, if we look at wealth and abundance and cash flow, I love how she talks about, okay, you know what? You may say, all right, I don't have this $50,000 in right now, but you know what? Yes, I do. So thank you in advance. I'm going to realize that I have it in spiritual escrow. Just know that it's in spiritual escrow. It's coming to you.
It is.
And as you believe that, yeah, and you get into that believing place, that's going to show up. And let it come from any place in the universe.
Can I tell you something that I did that really changed my life? Because I wasn't blessed with a beautiful childhood, but I chose my path to grow me to who I am today.
Right.
But I really started getting into the law of attraction about 2 years ago and Abraham Hicks journaling is what saved my life. So I use my journal as a chance to manifest. So I will thank God, creator source. I will thank God in advance for things that I want.
I do that too. And I do it in my journal. It helps to write it down.
Yeah, yes. It's that simple. Thank you, God. I had to get some dental work done, and they quoted me. It was very expensive, and I got my journal, and I said, thank you, God, for allowing me to find a local dentist, because I was thinking about going to Mexico because it's that inexpensive there.
I
was like, thank you, God.
Is.
And I found it for so much less money right over in Lake Worth.
Fantastic.
That's just one example of plenty.
And see, that's what you attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
You attracted in this opportunity to have it be very inexpensive. And I've done that too. I've done that as well. It was great. I had to get some dental work done, and I went back to my dentist in Atlanta, where I'm from, and talked to him. And he says, you know what? Hey, yeah, I've been working on your family for 25 years. You can just go ahead and make payments. We'll just set it up for a monthly payment. Before you know it, you know, 10 months, it's all paid. Yep. So, you know, that's the kind of things that happen. It makes you feel so good. And it's so interesting because, like, about 2 months ago, I said, you know, gee, I haven't had a real just get away from everything, i.e. getting away from the phone and the computer and the whole thing. Because I'm like you, Melissa, where I have, you know, my television company and we're doing the radio. We're working on a new TV show. I'm writing screenplays. I'm writing my book. So I'm super busy. And it's just so nice to get away from the phone, get away from everything. Mm-hmm. It'd be fun to take a cruise somewhere. Let's see what happens. Next thing you know, last week I got a call and they said, a friend of mine, her boyfriend sets up cruises. And there was a lady that unfortunately couldn't go. She had a family situation that came up and her roommate needed a roommate. So they said, hey, would you like to go? And guess what? We're only going to charge you 1/4 of what it would have cost, which was just nothing. It was practically like getting a free trip.
That's how it works.
Yeah. And I just said, wow, you know what? I was already thanking the universe for giving me this great trip. So next week I'm off on this beautiful MSC cruise liner heading down to San Juan and we'll be at St. Martin's and also
beautiful.
To Nassau. Yeah, and I've been to all those places before, but it's just going to be wonderful to go back again and just relax.
You know, I just realized then unintentionally how we set up the show. We talked about health and then we talked about the law of attraction and they go hand in hand because the cleaner our bodies are, our human bodies, our vessels are, the more that we can put into effect of the law of attraction and receive downloads and meditation from source.
Oh, yeah. The cleaner and clearer things are, the better you're going to receive your information.
Correct.
That's so true. And, you know, that just happens in every area of our lives. And, you know, that's true. And so sometimes, you know, we just have to ask for the answer and just be still. And that's a great thing about meditating. As you meditate and you listen, get very still and listen, the answer will come to you.
Do you meditate?
It really will. Absolutely. I've been meditating now since the 80s.
So what time of day do you like to meditate? What time of day do you like to meditate? And how would you recommend to a listener that never even attempted to meditate? Because I know you've come across people like I have, and they're like, I can't do it. I'm like, well, it's a practice, you know? They just think because it's a practice. I remember the first time someone suggested I meditate, I was like, oh, I couldn't do it.
Right.
How do you do it?
Yeah, well, what I do, and I've actually taught meditation, a lot of seminars and workshops on that. What I like to do myself is I love to meditate in the morning. So I always make sure I wake up in time in the morning so I have some quiet time when I can just go inward. Now, sometimes I will listen to meditations, and YouTube actually has a lot of really wonderful meditations, these
guided meditations. You can just you can Google guided meditation. I have one of my favorite ones on YouTube.
Yeah, so you can just go if you want to. And everyone, this is a great thing. If you're not sure what to do, just go on to YouTube and Google in search for guided meditations. Then you can choose different subjects. You can get healing ones to heal the body. You can get them to align your chakras, which is of course your energy centers of your body. You can get it for abundance. They have meditations for manifesting cash flow and abundance of all types, for bringing more love into your life, for healing any aspect of your body. They've got them all right there. It's wonderful. So I do use a lot of those that I have some favorites myself. And I also will sometimes just get very still. And for me, I've always learned, now I did study, and I do also sometimes use transcendental meditation, TM. And that's basically very simple because all you need to do is have a mantra. Now, all a mantra is really is just a word.
I am beautiful.
Yeah, you can choose I am beautiful, or I'll sometimes just use the word love.
Love, that's a good one. Love.
Love is all you need, love. And just focus on that word. Close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and really get into your breathing. As you just get into some deep breathing, and I inhale in through my nose, hold it to several beats, and then release it out through my mouth.
Okay. Now, so how long
yoga breathing? You can do that in and out of the nose. I usually, when I meditate, go in through the nose and then out through the mouth.
Okay. So how long do you meditate when you're doing your practice?
Usually, if I'm just doing that, I'll usually just do, 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
But then if I'm also doing a guided meditation, I'll do it usually for the full amount of the guided meditation.
Yeah, whatever it is. They're usually approximately around 20 minutes. But for the listeners, I don't want to discourage you. Even if you could just practice to do 1 minute of silence,
yes,
that's an amazing start. And you know, Abraham, if you listen to Abraham Hicks, when she's really all about quieting in the mind, so always just focus on a noise. Like, I was meditating with some friends when I was in Orlando 2 weeks ago, and we were sitting outside, and I was just like, pay attention to the crickets. And Abraham Hicks always just says, just sit there in silence and listen and pay attention and focus on the air conditioner.
Right. That's a good one to do. But also, if you want to, too, you can also do your mantra and just listen to that word. Now, just keep thinking that word in your mind, love, love, love. And then if other thoughts come in, one thing I find that's a good technique is don't feel like you've got to chase those thoughts out.
No, just watch them go.
Let them, yes, just let them be, and they will melt away, and they will disappear. Just let them melt away, and that's a good way to do it. And then as you're doing the meditation, you'll see that, you know, you can just let yourself get relaxed, get very clear. And as you get into that clarity, answers will come to you, you know. And I work with my angels. I believe so much in the angelic realm, and I'll call my angels in and say, angels, I really need an answer for something. So when I meditate today, if you could just help me get clarity on this, I would love that. And a lot of times as I'm going off to bed at night too, I will put on one of the guided meditations and listen to that as I go to sleep.
That's my favorite time to meditate is at nighttime.
Yeah. The Biennial Beats, I hope I'm saying that right, Biennial Beats is a new thing that they have that is ingrained in music. And these beats will be in this music, and it subconsciously goes in and just creates all kinds of positive energy.
Yeah,
really
there's
positive. Yeah.
There's this man on YouTube, and he's known for his guided sleep meditations. I love him, and he does so many different ones, and he'll name them because the vibrations of the beats and everything like you just mentioned.
Yeah.
His name is Jason Stevenson. He's on YouTube. I love his channel. I fall asleep to him every night.
Jason Stevenson. I'll have to check him out. Yeah, oh yeah, he's amazing. And, you know, they even have some for your meditations for soulmates, meditations for your twin flames. You know, there's just so many different wonderful meditations. So pick out a subject that you want to meditate on. There's some great weight loss meditations. Again, some great healing meditations. There's some great meditations to lift your vibration and to let go of negative vibrations. Those are great. It's just amazing how good all these are.
So, for someone who's new to this entire conversation,
yes,
why would one want to meditate?
Meditation is so healing for the body. When you meditate, it allows you to get centered. It allows you to get more grounded. And it's actually really good for your health. It's a great relaxation. They're finding that people that meditate, you know, it will lower blood pressure. It will heal you in many, many ways. So it's just, you know, mind, body, spirit. It's good for all of you. And it's just a wonderful practice. And, you know, we're all busy. We have different lives. We may not get a chance to do it every day. You may be laying down at night. You know, sometimes I'll sit up to meditate. Sometimes I'll lie down. And I may just be out like a light and asleep so fast.
I know, you know, me too.
Right. But that's fine because at least we went into that energy. And so then when you can, go ahead and do that. And it just feels good. It makes you feel good. And again, that's a way, as we go back, wrapping up because we're coming up to the last few minutes of the show, as we really tune in to the law of attraction, which is so important, we can attract all these beautiful things into our life. And it's just a matter of getting that clarity. And again, loving yourself enough to take time to meditate, to take time to eat healthy, and to take time to put your positive thoughts in your mind. You know, just know, again, do your journaling to it. Like you said, Melissa, that was great. Writing down the things that you're already in gratitude for that are manifesting in your life, you know? And you don't need to focus on the where, when, and how. That's one thing that, you know, Abraham Hicks and Lynn Grabhorn always say that. They said, let God and the universe take care of the where, when, and how. Just go ahead and stay in that gratitude and say, thank you for this or something better. And
Amen.
Every time, that or something better will definitely show up.
Amen. I always have this, when someone asks me how my day is, or how am I doing, they may, maybe we didn't see each other for a little while. I just say, I wake up and I take one step in front of the other and I give my entire trust to God and the universe.
That's beautiful. And very true. Yes. But anyway, we just want to say, as wrapping up tonight, it's such a blessing to be with all of you here on BBS Radio. Doug and everyone at BBS, I want to say a special thank you. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me and helping with all your beautiful knowledge. It's a real honor to have you here. So remember, everyone, it only takes one person to wake up the world. Wake up America, because you make a difference. We love you, and we'll be right back with you in 2 weeks. Until then, right, Melissa, we both want to say, stay happy, stay healthy.
God bless.
And God bless. Bye-bye.